Tahiri waited for the objection. It didn't come. To her surprise, Ermuth didn't even appear interested. He was leaning forward, one hand on his cane, the other thumbing through a data pad. She returned her attention to the Shagrian.
So, you were never issued an order to kill Admiral Pelion?
No, he...
So, I just want to be absolutely clear on this. You wouldn't even have violated a formal order had you not lifted a blaster and fired point-blank at an unarmed 92-year-old man.
Objection.
Ermuth didn't even lift his eyes from the datapad.
With respect, Your Honor, every one of those words is a fact.
And sickly, Tahiri realized they were. Phrased as bluntly as Deccan had said, they were horrible, vile words, and she saw several members of the jury cringe slightly. One or two of them narrowed their eyes in disapproval.
Overruled, the judge said. The witness may answer the question.
No.
And Tahiri was surprised at how calm her voice sounded.
I did not violate a formal order, but...
Deccan whirled.
I would like my question and the accused response read back for the jury.
The droid stepped forward dispassionately, lacking the enjoyment C-3PO seemed to get out of performing his program tasks. In his precise voice, he said,
So, I just want to be absolutely clear on this. You wouldn't even have violated a formal order had you not lifted a blaster and fired point blank at an unarmed 92-year-old man. No, I did not violate a formal order, but...
Deccan turned to the jury and lifted his hands, almost as if in apology.
That is all I need to hear, Miss Vela. Counsel, your witness.
Done already. Oh, thank you, Prosecutor Deccan.
Ermuth took a sip of water and got to his feet. He did not use his cane as he moved forward toward Tahiri, smiling gently at her. She badly wanted to sense him in the Force, to get some idea of what was going on. But she could not without breaking her vow, and jeopardizing the outcome of her trial by doing so was definitely not what she wanted.
Miss Vela,
said Ermuth, his mellifluous voice carrying clearly and seemingly without effort into every corner of the room.
Surely by this point in Jason Solo's career, he had truly become Darth Kydus.
Ermuth put just enough, but not too much, emphasis on the last two words.
And you were aware of the nature of your superior officer?
Tahiri nodded her blonde head.
Yes, she said. He made no secret of it to me toward the end.
Now, everyone here is familiar with the events of 2 years past. We've seen the news vids. But I still don't really think that what it means to those around you to be a Dark Lord of the Sith has really quite sunk in to this court. Perhaps you could, in your own words, tell us a little bit about how you felt about Jason Solo, and how it was you came to be working with him.
She didn't have to read him in the Force to know that beneath the words were the unspoken ones. Trust me. She could see it in his eyes, and she did trust him. She had to. There was no other choice. She glanced over at the droid performing the service as court reporter.
May I please have some more water? This might take some time.
It did. She began at the beginning. Tahiri knew it would be hard, but was surprised at how hard it actually was. She spoke of flow-walking journeys Jason Solo had taken her on. Back in time, to undo something she had been regretting for almost 20 years.
Flow-walking is dangerous, is it not?
Ermuth said.
Well,
Tahiri hesitated.
Jason told me that it was. That I was taking a risk that might change the fate of the galaxy if we weren't careful. I've since learned that that isn't true. Things can be changed slightly, yes, but the pattern of the Force flows so that the true path is restored.
But he forced you to rely upon him while lying to you, by making you think you were doing something dangerous when he knew for a certainty all would be well.
That's correct, yes. Objection!